Hello again, welcome to the program. We're here with another message and song. Here are a verse, we've quoted it many times. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, we read, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I remember as a young Christian, I heard somebody preaching on this verse, and they said, there's a great cloud of witnesses leaning over the banisters of heaven watching us, so we better do a good job. Well, that's kind of a cute saying, but not what this says at all. Wherefore, seeing we also, the word also puts it back to the chapter before it, which is Hebrews chapter 11, which refers to those people who were, we call it the faith chapter, living by faith, living by what they believed. And they had a lot of people watching them. And we also have a lot of people watching us. We are the only Bible that many will read. Therefore, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Well, we're running the race in these last days. These perilous times have come. What should we do? Looking unto Jesus. David, or Peter, rather, he got off the boat and walked on the water for a little while. But when he took his eyes off the Lord and looked at the storm, he went down. Well, same thing with us. Keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, what we believe, who for the joy that was set before him, endure the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The writer has said, O soul, are you weary and troubled? Yeah, I think most of us can say we've been there. Maybe you're there now. No light in the darkness, you see. There's light for a look at the Savior and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Don't worry about the storm. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Sing along with this message in song.